Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. But today, I'm thrilled to have Allison Seeger with us. Allison is the Director and Founder of the Vermont Language Justice Project, located here in Burlington. Allison, it's a treat to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've been so excited about your work and excited about a recent partnership. We can talk more about that later, but before we jump ahead, tell us about the Vermont Language Justice Project, including sort of the impetus to begin.
So cast your mind back to March 2020, when it was a life and death situation regarding the pandemic, just being recognized. And I realized that the only information going out was only in English. And I'm a social worker by training. I had a lot of clients whose first, second, third, fourth language wasn't English, couldn't necessarily even read in their own language. And I have family friends and family whose first language isn't English. And I was just really concerned about how they were going to keep themselves safe and healthy and keep their families safe and healthy when the information wasn't available to them. So one of my side hustles is that I'm a filmmaker as well. So I got together with my friend, Mohamed Jaffa, who speaks Somali and Maimai, and I said, we need to get word out in other languages about COVID and how to keep yourself safe. So I wrote a script. He translated it into Somali, and he actually filmed himself reading it. And so then there was a little video, and we put that video up on YouTube, sent it out to all the people we knew who spoke Somali. With help from Spectrum, we formed a task force of people who worked in refugee resettlement and started talking about how we could work with refugees and immigrants in Chittenden County. We managed to get little bits of money from the city of Burlington, the city of Winooski, and I think a small grant from UVMMC to pay 11 translators to translate scripts that we started writing. I worked really closely with Tato from ALLV and Amila from USCRI Vermont. We would meet every Friday after work online, and we'd have a drink or two, and we'd have a laugh and a joke, and then we'd get down to business and write the scripts. It all happened on my kitchen table, basically, at home.
A real grassroots effort.
Totally grassroots effort. No pay, totally voluntary. The only people that got paid were the translators. And that has always been key for me, is to pay, not only pay our translators, but actually pay them well. Because without them, we're nothing. Also, they are the conduit to getting the videos out. So they would send me the audio, I would make the video, I would put it up online, I would then send the link back to them, and then they would send it out into their community.
So you started with COVID, but of course you have so many more videos available. Tell us about that trajectory.
So what happened was, I was working full time doing this on the side. It kind of kept me sane, actually, through COVID. And then we were really doing the job of the Vermont Health Department. They actually started paying our translators over a period of time. And then this money appeared from the CDC. It was a health disparities grant. And then we ended up with like $350,000.
Wow.
When I say we, it was kind of like this sum of money that was going to go towards this project, which was in my kitchen. And then finally, when COVID began to recede, other organizations, nonprofits, and also departments within the state were really interested in the work that we were doing. And we started slowly getting contracts to do videos about all sorts of things.
For example, I'm thinking about last year, July.
Well, right. So one of the great things about the CDC money was that we could use it for what was relevant towards issues of health. So last July, when there was the horrendous flooding, again, because of these amazing people that I work with, the translators who are so committed to the work that we're doing, we were putting out videos about flooding within 24 hours, excuse me, in maybe 10 or 12 languages. The other thing that happened when the CDC got involved was we were able to expand the languages, because we before we weren't really focusing on the whole of Vermont, just Chittenden County. But once we got the money, we could actually expand. So we started doing other languages like Mandarin. The Afghan started arriving, so we started doing Pashto and Dari. Ukrainians were arriving, so we started doing Ukrainian. So we went from 10 or 11 languages initially to 19 is what we do now. So yeah, we did videos about the flooding. We did videos about how to stay warm in really cold weather, how to stay cool in really hot weather. And then, you know, this spring, the bus company changed their whole way you pay from being free to costing money and having to use an app. So we did a video for Green Mountain Transit about the buses. We've done to date, I think, 160 different videos.
And people might be wondering, well, this is all really cool. What's the connection to BED? And you've talked about some of your partners, and we're really pleased that you've been partnering with us on the How to Read Your Energy Bill.
Yes, definitely. So I think ITA approached us. And when I say us, I'm talking about there's two of us. It's not like a big operation. Wanting to do this video about how to pay your electric bill. What a great idea. As a social worker, I worked for years and years with people. One of the biggest things we did with the refugee and immigrant population was go through everybody's mail, and people would have so much mail that they didn't understand. Those were the kind of things that I did. So I was thrilled when ITA got in touch with me about doing a video about how to pay your electric bill. And it's a great video. It's more than how to pay your electric bill. It actually talks about all the different numbers on your bill, like how many units you're using in a day, comparing it to last year, what your customer number is. So when you call the BED, there's, you know, they ask you what your number is. That's on the video. It's like if they ask you this, this is where it is. And there's like this cool little ring, which Adam, who did the video for us this time, put together. And it's been really successful. I should have looked to see the numbers before I came out, and I'm sorry I didn't, but it's being watched. And it will continue to be watched.
Yeah, we're getting great feedback. And this is a quick shout out to Adam Rabin, who has been producing not only this podcast, but produced that video. And I know, Allison, we're going to be working together. As I mentioned just before we started, we do have some funding through the American Public Power Association to do 4 more videos. We know there's an interest in sort of weatherization.
That's really exciting. We've done some focus groups. And what people are saying about our videos is that it's a kind of corny thing to say, but information is power. And if you have the information about how to live in this state, in this country, then you can function better. And it means you have more control over your life. You know, we've had over 265,000 views of our videos. We have over 1,800 subscribers. And I just came back from a North America refugee health conference. And people all over the country are using our videos. It's not just Vermont. We're the only project doing what we do in the number of languages that we're doing it in the world.
So how many videos currently exist? Where do people find them? And then what is sort of in the wings waiting to be hatched?
Including all the COVID videos, and we did about 70 separate COVID videos. I think there's maybe 160 plus videos that we've done. You can find our videos by looking up Vermont Language Justice Project. We have a website that will take you to the YouTube page. And what's in the wings? Well, probably the most exciting thing that's in the wings, as far as I'm concerned, well, there's loads, is that we're in the next couple of months launching an app, and it's going to be called IFY, which could be IFY or it could be IFY, but it stands for Information for You. So you'll go into that app. It's a free app. It takes up very little space on your phone, and it's going to be on Google and iPhone, and it's going to be all our videos in one place by language and by subject matter. So, for example, the Burlington Electric Department one will be under services in Vermont and also be under money. One of the really exciting things also about the app is that when I was at this conference, I was talking to other organizations that are doing videos, and they're really excited to put their videos, allow us to put their videos into our app. So it's not just going to be ones that we make, but ones from all over the country as well. So I'm really hopeful that this will be like a repository of all videos to help people. So that's really exciting. My passions at the moment are doing videos about cancer screenings. I think that's really key. As a recent cancer survivor, I want the word to go out about how you can get tested to see if you have any forms of, you know, the most common forms of cancer right now. But really everything. I mean, some of the things we do aren't the most exciting in the world, but they're really, really important because if I know about them, because I can go online and I can read about things, everybody should have access to do that. So everything is important.
Is there anything else you want to share, Allison, that we haven't talked about?
People that are coming here are intelligent, so curious, and so desperate for information, whether it is how to pay your bill and what does your bill mean, or we just did a video about what is climate change. You know, they've had huge numbers of hits on those videos as well. So people coming here, they're doing more than surviving. They're learning and they're growing. And one of the quotes from Noel, who is our Kurundi interpreter, talks about how knowledge allows people to have power and to grow community and to flourish. And without knowledge, you can't really do those things.
Well, thank you so much for your work to help people flourish and thrive
yes.
here in Burlington and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.